Post-Cookie Analytics Survival Guide. Strategies for 2026. The cookie apocalypse is no longer a looming threat. It is our current reality. By the end of 2025, major browsers finalized their deprecation of third-party cookies, forcing digital ecosystems into a radical transformation. For software engineers and data architects in 2026, the challenge is clear. How do we maintain robust analytics, personalize user experiences, and measure attribution without violating stringent new privacy frameworks? The answer lies in shifting away from client-side trackers and rebuilding our stacks around first-party data, server-side tagging, and advanced contextual models. The death of client-side tracking historically. Adding analytics to a website meant dropping a JavaScript snippet into the 　tag. This script would drop a third-party cookie, track the user's behavior across the web, and beam the data back to an ad network or analytics provider. Today, browser-level protections like Apple's ITP, Intelligent Tracking Prevention, and Google's Privacy Sandbox actively block these cross-site identifiers. Relying on client-side pixels in 2026 results in massive data loss, heavily skewed attribution models, and a poor understanding of the customer journey. First-party data and identity resolution without a universal cross-site identifier. Companies must build their own unified identity graphs. This requires capturing zero-party data, data the user intentionally shares, like preferences, and first-party data, behavioral data on your own domain. Engineers are building robust identity resolution pipelines that stitch together authenticated user IDs, email hashes, and first-party cookies to create a persistent view of the customer. Technologies like data clean rooms, DCRs, allow brands to securely cross-reference their encrypted first-party data with publisher data without exposing personally identifiable information. Server-side tracking architecture to bypass intelligent tracking prevention, ITP, and ad blockers. Organizations are migrating from client-side pixels to server-side tagging. Sequence diagram participant browser participant first-party domain as first-party subdomain. Tracking.allinplus.net. Participant data warehouse as BigQuery. Snowflake participant third-party as Google Ads, Meta API. Browser > first-party domain. Send generic HTTP event. Post, collect. First-party domain > first-party domain. Strip P. Enrich with server data first-party domain > data warehouse. Store pure first-party log first-party domain > third-party. Server-to-server API payload. CAPI. Contextual and predictive analytics when you can no longer track the user. You must understand the context. Contextual analytics focuses on the content the user is consuming rather than their browsing history. AI and natural language processing. NLP. Models are now used to deeply analyze page content in real time, matching intent with relevant experiences without relying on personal data. Furthermore, data science teams are leaning heavily on predictive analytics, using machine learning to model missing data points and estimate conversions. Media mix modeling, to fill the gaps left by the absence of deterministic cookie tracking. Compliance as code in 2026. Privacy is not just a legal requirement. It is an engineering discipline. Consent management platforms, CMPs, are deeply integrated into CI/CD pipelines. Compliance as code means that data routing logic automatically respects user consent signals, like the Global Privacy Control, GPC. If a user opts out of tracking, the server-side tag manager programmatically halts all downstream API requests for that session, ensuring mathematically provable compliance with GDPR. CCPA, and emerging global privacy laws. Implementation trade-offs. When to avoid server-side while privacy-compliant and highly accurate. Server-side tagging comes with massive implementation overhead. Feature client-side, traditional, server-side, post-cookie, infrastructure cost-free, runs on user's browser, high, requires auto-scaling proxy servers, data control low, pixels siphon data automatically, high, you strictly control the outgoing payload, ad blocker resilience low, easily blocked via domain lists, high, runs on your first-party domain. When not to use this. If you are a small publisher running a standard WordPress blog, the DevOps overhead of maintaining a server-side tagging container, like Google Tag Manager server-side on Cloud Run, will vastly outweigh the benefits of recovering 10 to 15% of your blocked analytics. Stick to heavily anonymized client-side tools like Plausible or Fathom.